From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, June 29th, 2016. I'm Philip Graham. Katie Kosajanski is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Olana State Historic Site celebrated its 50th anniversary on Monday, June the 27th, with a special commemorative ceremony. Longtime supporters of the site and members of the community gathered at the site to celebrate the historic occasion. The Olana Partnership and the New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation met 50 years ago when then-Governor Nelson A. Rockefeller signed the legislation that authorized the state to purchase the home built by landscape painter Friedrich Church. Historic site manager Kimberly Fluke said Monday the campaign to save the site was led by the late David Huntington, an art historian and then professor at Smith College, who had visited Olana while conducting his graduate research. Sean Sawyer, president of the Olana Partnership, said Huntington joined forces with Sam Aldrich, Rockefeller's chief aide, to form Olana Preservation Incorporated, which later became the Olana Partnership, to save the property. Fluke said the site had 170,000 visitors in 2015. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. The Daily Freeman reported that Democrat Zephyr Teachout and Republican John Faso declared victory in the June 28, 19 congressional district primaries. With 93% of the precincts reporting in the 11-county district, Teachout led Will Yandick in the Democratic contest 74-26%, 12,168-4,347. While Faso led Andrew Haney on the Republican side 67-33%, or 9,034-4,436. Faso and Teachout face off in a November election to replace U.S. Representative Chris Gibson, Republican of Kinderhook, who is retiring after his fourth two-year term in the House. The district comprises all of Ulster, Greene, Columbia, and Delaware counties, most of Dutchess counties, and some or all of six other counties. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Diane Pinheiro Zucker is reporting in the Daily Freeman that a Greene County Sheriff's deputy who resigned last week for personal reasons has been charged with official misconduct, the sheriff's office said on Tuesday, June the 28th. Daniel M. Braden, 32, of South Cairo, was arrested on Monday, according to state police. Braden served as a deputy for less than 10 years. Sheriff Gregory Seeley said, and I quote, "He was a good deputy, a good canine officer. I'm sad because he was an excellent officer," end quote. State and county law enforcement officials remained mum on what alleged action led to the official misconduct charge. Again, Seeley said, and I quote, "I am not obligated to say what led to the arrest. I'll get sued and I'll get hung out to dry," end quote. Greene County District Attorney Joseph Stanzone did not respond to the paper's inquiries about the arrest. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Michaela Kilgallen in Capital Confidential reports that Columbia County Board of Elections was criticized on Election Day by candidate John Faso, who said, and I quote, "The Board of Elections here in Columbia County mistakenly printed the ballot with three names on it rather than just two names," end quote. Faso is facing Andrew Haney for the Republican slot after Bob Bishop dropped out of the election earlier in the spring. Faso said, and I quote, "So because of that, the machine would not read the ballot because it mistakenly has that third name on it," end quote. Later in the day, the Faso campaign said it had been told by the State Board of Elections that replacement ballots were being supplied to all polling places in Columbia County and should be distributed by no later than 4 p.m. Votes cast on the ballots featuring all three candidates will be taken to the Columbia County Board of Elections in Hudson for hand counting after the polls close at 9 p.m., according to the Faso camp. The Columbia County Board of Elections eventually released this statement, and I quote, "It was discovered today that the ballots issued in the Republican primary for the 19th Congressional District were erroneously issued with Bob Bishop's name as a choice to select. Mr. Bishop is no longer a candidate in this race. The board immediately issued new correct ballots, which began being disseminated to the poll sites by 2 p.m. All poll sites have the correct ballot. It's important to note that the voting machines were properly programmed and tested using the correct ballot and are accepting the correct ballot without issue. approximately 800, an average of 15 to 20 ballots per election district. There are 51 districts of the incorrect ballots were voted. The ballots were properly placed in the emergency ballot receptacle, and they will be unofficially canvassed at the poll sites tonight per election law. A very few ballots were scanned in the machine. All ballots will be hand-counted beginning Thursday according to the board's previously announced schedule and in accordance with its usual procedure. All procedures have and will continue to be conducted in a bipartisan manner. The board will be posting unofficial results tonight. End quote. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Rick Carlin reports in Capital Confidential that a Rochester area lawyer, Paloma Capana, working with the group Shooters Committee on Political Education, or SCOPE, filed hundreds of Freedom of Information Law requests to see who was on a mental health-related no-gun list a year ago and has not heard back from state police. So the lawyer group are headed to New York court after getting what they say are unresponsive answers from the NYSP, filing an Article 78 suit regarding the request. Recently, Congress briefly discussed a few bills that would limit gun access to anyone on the no-fly list, but no legislation was passed. Elian Gatos in the Columbia paper is reporting that New Lebanon listened to conservation ideas from Hudsonia biologist Gretchen Stevens, who, thanks to a grant from the Hudson River Estuary Program, is studying local waters. Stevens, with the Town Conservation Advisory Council, has been working with Darrow's school students, gathering data on small streams, vernal pools, and old forests, looking for rare plants, animals, and habitats in New Lebanon. Stevens said, and I quote, "Limestone throughout much of the town can create very interesting and unusual habitats," end quote, noting local carnivorous plants such as blue cohosh and toothwort, which support a larvae of the Virginia white butterfly. Stevens is available on Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the New Lebanon Farmers Market at Windswept Farm, 36 Old Route 20 in New Lebanon. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Lindsey Nielsen at Albany's News 10 TV reports that Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand and Congressman Chris Gibson, Republican Kinderhook, signed a letter on June 24 asking the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the National Institutes of Health to help educate and assist people suffering in the PFOA water contamination crisis in Hoosick Falls and Petersburg in Rensselaer County. Amos Jones of Petersburg said, and I quote, "It's about time somebody has stepped in and done something," end quote. The letter says, and I quote, "These victims are justifiably concerned, but not enough information has been disseminated to put this severe level of PFOA into context," end quote. Asking for, and I quote, "public meetings in the community, providing public health experts and scientists to assist the state and create a relevant online information source." You can read that full story at Albany's News 10 TV website.
And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting that a chance of isolated non-severe thunderstorms are possible before noon today. Otherwise, it will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 79 degrees. For Wednesday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 59. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 59. And on Friday, a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 11 a.m. It will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 84 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 2 a.m., then a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 60. Sunrise today was at 5:22 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:35 p.m., providing us with 15 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, just about the same as yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 29th day of June 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.